whatever you like. 855-453 is the Sickle CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those over at freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us, again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to create the content. So the stuff you see there on the front page of the website is created by listeners like you. So if it weren't for listeners like you creating the content, there would be nothing interesting there. So it's thanks to you. Please, if you find something online that you think is interesting, you think our other listeners will enjoy, take a quick moment and submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It'll then come up in the what we call the upcoming stories queue, and that's where people can go and look and see what's fresh. They can vote on what they like, what they dislike, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So there's lots in the news, lots to discuss tonight. Coming up, what I consider to be a huge story, Detroit Protection Services. We will explain what's happening in Detroit. But first, other news that I think is pretty important, Derek has brought in to discuss here tonight, with the FBI once again rattling the saber about the so-called sovereign citizens movement, this specter of basically, they're trying to present to people this specter of domestic terrorism. Be afraid, Americans. Be very afraid. This is why your government is here, to protect you from these people.
It's very interesting, the angle they've taken on it. It seems like they're not very interested in defining exactly what a sovereign citizen is, except for a person who likes to exercise self-government. So just the title of the article is that the FBI warns of threat from anti-government extremists, which Tally TV over at fr33agents.com has rebranded that pro-government extremists warn of anti-government extremists. Mm-hmm. So the article starts off here that anti-government extremists opposed to taxes and regulations pose a growing threat.
Who the heck is it opposed to? I mean, come on. Everybody's opposed to some taxes and some regulations.
Well, everybody, I would think, is. But these people are posing a growing threat to local law enforcement officers of the United States, the FBI warned on Monday. But this is interesting to me. This is the first sentence here. Right out the gate, they're claiming that people who are peaceful, I mean, none of these actions involve or imply any violence being used. They're just resistant to taxes. Right. Yeah.
They get to the violence.
It could get there. But so I think that's interesting that they're singling out peaceful people here. It goes on, the extremists may refuse to pay taxes, defy government environmental regulations, and believe the United States went bankrupt by going off the gold standard. It's amazing. They're almost describing Dr. Ron Paul here, aren't they? So are they saying that
I don't know if Ron Paul touts the whole U.S. is bankrupt conspiracy theory. I don't know if I've heard him do that.
I've got a conspiracy theory for you. The U.S. is going to be bankrupt shortly if it continues to keep on doing what it is doing.
Well, the conspiracy theory they're referencing here is that in like 1930 something, the U.S. government went bankrupt, and it's because they went off the gold standard, and then they had to sell their assets to China. Or there's different versions of this conspiracy out there.
But the smear in this is
essentially the idea is that the conspiracy is still going on, that the U.S. is still in bankruptcy, and so therefore the Constitution doesn't apply, and so therefore the entirety of the United States landmass has been basically pledged to the creditors. You know, in the case of it being China, et cetera. It's a pretty big conspiracy theory, and I don't know how true it is.
Well, the angle of this story is definitely taking the side of the status quo.
Saying, of course.
You know, saying that people are extreme if they're against taxes and regulation.
And the gold standard. That's what this was intended to do. This was intended to smear anybody who says anything about the gold standard.
Mm-hmm. As if they pose a threat to local law enforcement. That's what the FBI is seriously saying. But let's remember that the local law enforcement is a threat to the natural rights of peaceful people. So it goes on here. The routine encounters with police can turn violent at the drop of a hat.
They're right about that.
They're
routine
right.
Encounters with the police can turn violent at the drop of a hat. They have said a mouthful there.
Absolutely true. And so legal convictions of such extremists, mostly for white-collar crimes such as fraud, have increased from 10 in 2009 to
nationwide
to 18 each in 2010
so
and
let's
2011.
Talk further about that.
Let's
point.
Talk about how many convictions for police brutality there have been in those years. You know what?
Well, there probably haven't been very many convictions, but there have been a lot of incidents of police brutality.
What
you mean the police brutalizing other
humans?
They don't usually get convicted for that.
I mean, you know, what this should be is this should be a memo to the public. I mean, because if everybody who is for the gold standard opposes taxes and regulations of I think they cite two examples here in their story. So they've got two out of the, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or millions of people that believe this way. They've got two incidences. They should actually be warning the public about police because there are rogue police and not just police, sheriffs, TSA agents, anybody who's got a badge and some kind of authority. I mean, they should be warning us of rogue law enforcement officers because they're more likely to do something.
Not even rogues. Remember, 40,000, I believe, is the number. 40,000 raids per year are perpetrated against the American people. And, of course, most of those raids, the super majority of them, where they roll up their Bearcat tank or whatever and pile out like military squad, kick in a front door, use a battering ram, come in, shoot the family dog, hold you at gunpoint, put your kids on the ground. I mean, all these things are happening on a regular basis. I mean, there are more police raids per day in America than there are these so-called sovereign citizens getting convicted of fraud. And, by the way, let's talk more about what that probably means. This is a very kind of a non-detailed general article. It's essentially just a propaganda hit piece where
right, indeed
the fraud they're talking about, I'm going to speculate, having read into some of these sovereign citizen schemes, and they are schemes. We can get more into who those people are and what they're all about in a moment. But the idea that there's fraud going on, they believe that and I think rightly so at some level, they believe that the entire monetary system is fraudulent because, you know, the dollars don't actually have gold or silver or any sort of precious metals backing, and so it's all imaginary. And that
plus,
when you
businesses are forced to use them and engage in Federal Reserve notes,
right? And when you get into how the banking system works, things get really weird. Like for instance, there's with the sovereign citizen movement, there's truth mixed in with fiction, as is common with conspiracy movements. So from what I understand, and I'm no expert, if you know more about banking, feel free to call in 855-450-FREE. But when a bank loans you money, it's not coming from the vault. It's coming from thin air. Because the banks have been given the permission by the Federal Reserve, which also creates money out of thin air, to make money out of thin air. So the bank gets to make, I think it's 9-1 is the ratio, they get to make 9 times as much money as they actually have in deposits. So when you come in to sign a loan for a car or a house, when you put your signature on that paper, you create the money.
Brand new money.
So think about that for just a moment. You create the money that the bank, you're authorizing the bank with your signature to give you money that did not exist. Then you get to work your butt off to pay it off. Now, I can see, look, I paid off my home loan. I can see, but I could see why somebody would say, wow, this whole thing's a scam. Screw this. I'm not paying my loans, which is essentially what the sovereign so-called citizens are doing here. They're doing this thing called accepting for value, where you write accepted for value on the bill that comes to you. And you're like, well, this is paid from my personal account that is at the Federal Treasury. And they have this belief system that that your Social Security number your birth certificate number is like essentially an account number, and that there's millions of dollars in a secret account with
the government has
somewhere
in your name because they claim to own you and that kind of thing. I think actually
this
it's
is the fraud they're talking about.
I don't think so. I don't think that's the fraud.
Well,
they slap liens on law enforcement officers and judges and
they
stuff.
They do that too. Yeah.
And I think that that's what they're talking
but
about.
But how is that fraudulent? That's just paperwork.
Well, since we're speaking
it's fraudulent
of fraud,
because they call it, they say it's not true.
Fraud, in this case at least, is peaceful, and compared to a simple Google search of police brutality, that'll bring up over a million hits.
Let's come back with more on this here, because the sovereign citizens movement, they're going to say there's like 100,000 people involved. I've seen numbers up to 500,000. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. And what does it really mean, sovereign citizen? Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Snickers, from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's the single CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site. So enjoy those. Lots of features, including the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And it's free. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you there. bbs.freetalklive.com. Also on the BBS, we post show notes. So once again, bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to procure some precious metals here in the near future, and you know, lots of experts are predicting that they're going to continue to go up. I've certainly got some stashed up for myself, whether it's a hedge against inflation or investment or barter currency, whatever your reasons for wanting to get some precious metals. Check out gold.freetalklive.com. We've made it easy for you to go over there, and by purchasing gold from gold.freetalklive.com, you'll be getting your gold from Midas Resources, a big name in the purveyors of precious metals, and you'll be helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. So, by the way, Derek J joining us tonight from fr33agents.com, also livefreerdance.com, your personal blog. And is Live Free Your Dance hosted over at FR33 Agents?
It sure is, yeah.
What's all that about, the hosting thing?
Oh, well, FR33agents.com is able to host websites and an infinite number of websites for folks who identify themselves as voluntarists or are down with the zero aggression principle. That's just basically a network for those folks to connect with one another and pimp their activism. So if you've got an issue that you really care about, say freedom to travel or cannabis legalization, FR33agents.com is interested in pimping that, making that issue front page news everywhere, helping you enable yourself to promote that brand.
And that's just one aspect of what FR33agents.com is doing.
Sure is.
You guys are also a great networking tool for liberty-minded people to talk to one another, share ideas, get points for actually doing activism and trading those points in for things like buttons and T-shirts and other stuff to be announced in the future. But there's a huge networking aspect to it. But just from the perspective of setting up a website, I've paid people to set up WordPress sites for me before, like to just go and do the behind-the-scenes clunking around of installing WordPress on a Linux system and whatever those mm-hmm. things are that they have to do. I've never done it myself, but it's probably not that complicated. But I paid people to do it, and when you sign up for FR33agents.com, it asks you, like right during sign-up, do you want a website? You can get one later if you don't want it right then, but it just creates it for you. There's no like waiting. It's just there.
Exactly.
It's really nice.
Not only is it easy to set up your own website, but we've also purchased over 130 themes that people can use if they're interested in making their website look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to spend all the hours and days and weeks that it would take to make a website look pretty and beautiful and user-friendly.
I've seen the themes. They look good.
Right. So there are a lot of options for people to pimp their activism in that way, and we're achieving a free society over at fr33agents.com.
I think it's an important step, and it's an important website. And in fact, you guys are also, not only are you kind of promoting news that comes out on the various different websites on the FR33 Agents network, on the main fr33agents.com page, but you're also, just within the last week, I would say, launched a brand new audio news package that you guys are putting together on a daily basis, which I have to say is an incredible level of dedication, and you guys jumped right into daily. You didn't start once a week. You jumped right in and started doing it daily, and it's you and Jason Talley from Talley.tv, and
you
bring in other voices, but you've done a great job with that, and where can people go to find those audio archives?
They can find all of those radio archives at fr33agents.com. Up at the top, there's a radio tab. You just click that tab,
perfect,
and you'll see all of the past 8 days and all the ones we're having in the future. Now, there's also a really cool feature where people can get involved in adding news to that radio podcast by calling in, and that number is 762-BEFR330.
So you're taking reports from people and
that's
then
right.
incorporating them into the newscast?
That's right. We
Neat.
had Eddie Free, Agent Eddie Free from the District of Criminals call in, and mm-hmm. he reported on today's podcast episode. You can listen to that today. But yeah, we're interested in getting reports from all over the globe of the peaceful revolution happening all over.
Excellent. So FR33agents.com, as you can tell, I'm a bit of a fan of what's going on over there. I think it's good stuff. 855-453 is the number here. Now, one of the things you're not going to find at FR33agents.com that I've seen, at least, is a bunch of conspiracy theorists. It's not that kind of a website. This is a site where it's dedicated to activism and achieving liberty in our lifetime. And I don't believe that conspiracy theories further liberty in our lifetime. I think that the conspiracy theory world creates a rabbit hole for people to get lost in, and it's a rabbit hole full of despair as well, because the message of the conspiracy world is, my God, these people rule the world and you can't do anything about it. They get together once a year and they plot how they're going to control things. They're going to eliminate 80% of the world's population. They took down the Twin Towers and they're taking people out left and right. It's just a very defeatist, very negative kind of view of the world.
They essentially take anything that's bad that's happened, and, you know, this isn't every conspiracy theorist. However, there is a conspiracy theory for at least everything bad that has happened, whether it is... the Arab Spring. Some people are interpreting that as a bad thing, or whether it's the JFK, the tsunamis, hurricanes. I mean, natural disasters. As if there hasn't been a natural disaster since 1963 when Kennedy was shot. Like everything from then on has been caused by.
Well, there's more now because of HARP. It's a radio transmitter in Alaska that is controlling people's minds and the weather. Well, these are the things that they talk
there's
about.
There's certainly a lot of bad things that go on in the world. And there are a lot of unknowns that people can talk about, but I'm way more interested in focusing on positive alternatives to move on and achieve a free society.
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason I bring up the conspiracy thing is to tie back into where we were, what we were talking about before with the so-called sovereign citizen movement. There's an FBI report out, I guess, or they're putting out press releases because somebody basically sounds like they picked up the federal government's press release, changed a few words, and then put it out as a news story. This is what you're sharing with us here tonight.
That's
and what's
right.
the source? On this story. Do you happen to have
this
that
is,
handy?
This is Reuters.
Reuters. This is a very general kind of article, essentially saying, be afraid, America. These sovereign citizens are out there, and they're crazy.
You know, and this is what happens every time. Okay, so often you'll, whenever somebody's in the office of president, the other side gets all upset. Right? And then their side gets all upset, you know, on the other side, because they've gotten upset. So it's just, it's this ramping up. And what you're seeing here is, oh my God, Obama is, you know, he's an illegitimate citizen, and he shouldn't be president, blah, blah, blah. Then the other side says, you people are racist, and you have guns. You're crazy. And then they say, well, your government's not legitimate. And it just keeps going back and forth and back and forth. And this is just mudslinging from the right and the left.
Well, it would just be mudslinging if they weren't training local law enforcement and state law enforcement to deal with sovereign-related matters in
sure.
ways like
sure
using Bearcats.
Absolutely they are.
Right. So I think they're carrying it a little further than just mudslinging because, as this FBI supervisory special agent says, he's saying we're being inundated right now by requests from state and local law enforcement.
I wonder what
how
that
deal
means,
with these.
Inundated. Is that like one call a week? What does he consider inundated?
Well, they say they don't keep a tally of people who consider themselves sovereign citizens, so they don't really have figures to back any of this up.
Well, there's that the Southern Poverty Law Center, that organization that used to be for equality and freedom, which is now turned and is for just the opposite. They put out something about a year ago.
All right, there's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. We'll dig in a little bit further with this. What is this sovereign citizen thing? Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why.
It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you consider yourself a so-called sovereign citizen. Maybe you want to tell us what that means to you. 855-450-3733. Because I have a feeling that they don't all necessarily agree with one another. And you can, of course, bring up anything you want as well. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you've got a mobile phone, a smartphone, go to m, as in mobile.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and the podcast. m, as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4 CD courses, so easy the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com. They've got all kinds of free tools there for you. The free legal flowchart, free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, free legal dictionary, free videos. When you buy the course, remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know that you heard about it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. This is the course you should have had in high school for civics. It's jurisdictionary.com.
So, we've been talking about this news story, this purported news story, that is all about the so-called sovereign citizens. And we've addressed the sovereign citizens in the past, but it's in the news again, so it's a good excuse to talk about it again. And it's because you're going to hear more about them. You're going to, you know, they're going to ramp this up, is my prediction, because we've already heard about them here and there in the past, and now they're saying basically the headline of this story is that sovereign citizens increasing in their FBI, whatever. Like, the FBI is essentially saying, we've got double the cases of these sovereign citizens. Of course, well, it's going from 10 to 18 per year, but...
Exactly. They make it sound like it's some organized group, but it really seems to be about individuals. I mean, the article here, which, as you state, is basically a government fluff piece, it says J.J. McNabb, a former tax and insurance expert who is analyzing the sovereign movement, has estimated it to be about 100,000 members. We're just supposed to take this guy's word for
right.
it? I mean, come on, be serious. This is Reuters reporting, and I just think it's absurd that they would just say,
how would he be able to tell? How would he be able to tell?
Exactly.
What does he consider a member? You know, I mean, it's
right.
just... So upon what does he base this?
And so just to wrap it up, it finally concludes here saying that sovereign members often express particular outrage at tax collection, and that somehow puts the Internal Revenue Service employees at risk.
At risk.
You know, who wouldn't be upset about tax collection? That's like saying, people are getting upset about theft.
Well, some people think it's okay. Some people think taxes are good and that they're necessary, but I don't know many of those folks. So, sovereign citizens... All right. So now you've heard the federal government side of things, because basically that news report was the press release from the federal government. I mean, you can tell just the way it's put. And what is a sovereign citizen? Well, it's a contradiction in terms, first and foremost. And I don't think I know there are people out there that call themselves sovereign citizens. I mean, there is a movement of these sovereign citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And
often they'll claim to be citizens of the several states.
Or a citizen of one state or something
state,
like
right.
that.
Like right. But they'll use that to refer to people who are, you know, I'm a citizen of New Hampshire as opposed to being a citizen of the United States or whatever.
And we'll find people within this group with which we agree on some things. Like,
oh,
I don't want taxes.
Lots of things.
I don't want the government to regulate me. I don't like the federal government. I mean, all these things are the case. But the problem, now, we can get more into what sovereign citizen means in a moment, but one of the real issues here is that there were guys who would have considered themselves sovereign citizens who did gun down a cop on the side of a road. Now, they keep trotting this back out as though it's happening every day, but it's an old case now.
It's an isolated incident, too.
It totally is. If there are 100,000 of these so-called sovereign citizens and they're all so dangerous, then why aren't there, you know, mass killings of police and judges out there? Clearly, most of them are peaceful. But it just goes to show that what one violent person can do... Or in this case, two violent people, because it was a father and a son that had gotten pulled over, and there's video footage of it out there. But what two violent people can do to really give a black eye to a movement. And I think that's why it's so important. If you have a liberty movement, as we do here in New Hampshire, the Shire Society, the Free State Project, people are coming here to get active for liberty. If somebody comes to our circles, Derek J., and they start talking about agitating for violence against the police, what will happen to them?
Ostracism. That person will not be welcome. Not around me, at least.
I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I can only take care of how I respond personally to people, and I won't make someone who's talking about violence feel very welcome around me.
Right, because the state is prepared for violence. That's what they train for. That's what they're expecting you to do. And when you use violence on them, it gives them an excuse to crack down even further. So
it gives them an excuse. It gives them the air of legitimacy around it.
Right.
Everybody's going to say, oh, well, these people are dangerous.
Look at the crazy dangerous people.
You hear what they're using as a reason for targeting the sovereign citizens out there, the largely peaceful, the 99.9% of sovereign citizens out there that have never done anything that might be considered illegal as far as violence towards law enforcement officers. They're painting those people with the blood that these other folks have shed. A couple of incidences. There's one where a couple of cops were killed. Was it one or two cops that were killed?
I think it was one cop.
One cop
in Texas.
Killed by two people.
Okay, and then there was another incident where some guy shot at some police and didn't get anywhere. There was the incident up in Alaska where the extremist types got pulled over. You know,
there was a militia situation in Alaska. Again, hanging out with people who are gun polishers and people who are constantly talking about getting the government with some sort of violence, or even at all talking about violence as a solution, is dangerous to a peace, you know, to a peace-oriented movement, because all it takes is that one person for them to say, ah, see, those free staters, they're all crazy, gun-toting killers.
Yeah, but to put things in perspective here, we've talked about a total of 3 incidents where there's been violence. If you want, in a pullover situation for driving, just to put things in perspective, do a Google or a YouTube search of all these sovereign citizens taking traffic tickets to court, and you'll see a lot more peaceful resolutions. These people, that's where I've experienced most of them, is they make a lot of YouTube videos showing how to win in court if you're pulled over for a traffic ticket. That seems to be what a lot of these folks are interested in.
Really? I haven't seen many of those videos. I didn't know they were doing that. That's good. I think a lot of them have some questionable theories. I don't know about this whole acceptance for value. The U.S. is bankrupt. And I think if you spend your time, you'll get bogged down in all that stuff, because it really is this legalistic, legal land rabbit hole that they want you to get involved in. But I like the idea of being a sovereign. The idea of being a sovereign, right? So the word sovereign is king, essentially. You're the king of your own domain.
It goes back to the Magna Carta.
Right. And the idea, at least as I understand it, behind the U.S., the original concept of the U.S., was that there was supposed to be, you know, a bunch of sovereigns. Like, everyone was supposed to be a sovereign, at least in theory. Obviously, there's the whole slaves thing, which was a big problem with that. But
the theory,
it was only for landowners, so that was a problem, too. But in theory, being a sovereign is a good thing.
Indians weren't counted.
Yeah. Being a sovereign is a good thing, and each human being, whether black or white or male or female or whoever, should be sovereign in their own lives. Now, if you want to give away your sovereignty, if you want to relinquish it and have someone tell you what to do, well, you're a sovereign,
will.
So you're free to make that choice for yourself. You should be free to make that choice. But you're not free to make that choice for me. And that choice has been made for all of us here. We've all been told, no, you're not a sovereign, you're a serf. You'll do as we say, or we'll call it a citizen. Now, as you said, I think, Mark, it was over the weekend we talked about citizens with our Saturday audience, I believe, and the definition of citizen is really clear. You can look it up in a legal dictionary. You can look it up in a regular dictionary. It's someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection.
Doesn't that make sense? I mean, doesn't that absolutely make sense? You owe something to the government. The government owes something to you. You exchange your allegiance to the government in exchange for the protection you're supposed to give. I mean, that's all there is to it. When the marauders come, you're supposed to be run inside the gate of the castle. That, and then you pledge my league. That's how your allegiance goes to the sovereign, to the Lord.
Now, that's interesting, because I know the New Hampshire Constitution, as well as the U.S. Constitution, has said that people can opt out once the obligation of protection is null and void.
I don't know if it says you can opt out, but it does say that there's consent involved. New Hampshire Constitution says that all good government is by consent, which of course means that this isn't by consent, so it's obviously not good government. But more coming up about consent in a moment. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features there, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon. You click into the right Amazon for your country, and Free Talk Live, when you make a purchase, will get a portion of the sale. It's that simple. It's the same Amazon you're used to. Same huge selection, great deals, free Super Savers, shipping on a lot of brand new items. Once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done, and you'll help Free Talk Live all at the same time. We're talking about this so-called sovereign citizen movement, and I keep using so-called because I find the idea of sovereign citizen to be totally contradictory.
It is a contradiction in terms.
It is, and the reason why is because sovereignty is that you own yourself and that no one controls you, you're the king of your own dominion, etc. And then citizen means that you owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection.
Right, and allegiance means, obeisance to the league.
You will do as you're told. You are
so therefore, you may not be sovereign and have given your duty of allegiance to someone.
Right. By giving away your allegiance, you have relinquished your sovereignty. So therefore, there can be no such thing as a sovereign citizen.
So they're confused right out the gate. The sovereign citizens are confused right out the gate. And otherwise, you know, when you look into some of their individual beliefs, they're really just based a lot of it on conspiracy theory and legal theory, a lot of which there's no real solid evidence for that it's actually true or actually works as far as how they want to get out.
They've got lots of pieces of paper. I mean, they have, you know, so the thing is what it seems to be founded upon is that the government at its very, very basic level still follows the law. And I don't see any evidence of that. Mm. What I see is the judges and lawyers and those kind of people, that they do whatever they want. So if the sovereign citizens have the proof, and they may. I mean, I've seen stuff that's very motivating. I've got it. But
they believe they know the law better than the government guys and that they can beat them at their own game, essentially.
They're saying, like, I can have my freedom if I find all the hidden magic pieces of paper that lawyers have scattered around the world. No, there's you can't just bring it into court. And that's why I don't see a lot of these YouTube videos where these people are successful in fighting traffic tickets because, aha, they pointed out, you know, this one little thing you weren't expecting, prosecutor. Mm-hmm. No, that doesn't fly. The judge is going to always side with the prosecutor in those cases.
Right. I mean, I know that the rules in New Hampshire actually say, the court rules actually say, rule number one is that the rules can be waived at any time in the so-called interest of justice.
So it's crazy, isn't it?
It's right there in their own rules that there are no rules.
They set up rules that you must follow and that look like they must follow so that they have this air of legitimacy. Mm-hmm. If the only rule was there are no rules, it's whatever we say, then nobody would give these people in the time of day.
No one would be fooled by their aura of legitimacy.
They put up all these rules and then say, well, we don't actually have to follow the rules as long as we're pursuing justice. And by justice, we mean just us.
And you don't get taught that in the government schools. So I appreciate a lot of where the sovereign citizens are coming from, the so-called sovereign citizens. But I also think a bunch of it's bunk, and it's leading them down a very risky road. And not to say that there's not risk involved in what we do here. I mean, doing anything that puts you outside of the norm is going to take risk. Doing anything that's a threat to the status quo is going to be risky. And honestly, I'd love to see somebody from the sovereign citizen movement show up here in New Hampshire and, like, try to stick it to the system to, you know, prove their case.
To make you eat your words.
But thus far, it hasn't happened. There was one guy who came here like a couple years ago from California, this kind of vagrant dude who doesn't like settle in anywhere for very long. And he came in talking a good game about stuff that sounded awful sovereign citizen-like. He wasn't talking about violence or anything like that, just talking about, you know, magic words in court and how he knows how to get out of tickets and stuff like that. And he went off and lived up in the woods somewhere for a while and never, you know, nobody really saw hide nor hair of him. And then one day he made the announcement, I think it was probably like 6 or 8 months after he got here, made the announcement that he was going to return to California and that if anyone wants to talk to him about his methods, he'd be happy to sit down with them and explain them before he goes. So he's going to pass along his wealth of knowledge to whoever it is that wanted to absorb it prior to his leaving. I don't know anyone who contacted him to take him up on that offer because he never proved anything while he was here. Right, I want to listen to him.
You need to have a record of success.
Yeah.
People want to hear the knowledge that you want to share. I mean, it better be successful and based in some success.
Well, when I first met with the guy, he came to Keene first when he got here and then went out into the woods. When I first met with him, he was very confident. He sounded like he knew what he was talking about.
And
he
that's great.
That helps in court.
Yeah, well, maybe. But he sounded like what he knew what he was doing, but he never showed anyone. And if you can't show the proof of your ideas, then it's tough. It's tough to accept these conspiracy theories, basically, without proof.
Right. You know, things that I have seen here in Keene, you know, what looks like an obvious layup, what makes perfectly good sense to any reasoning person, what appears to have all the legal backing anyone would ever possibly need, these lawyers will jam it right back down an activist's throat because they know that that activist is an activist, and they, you know, they want to make their life as uncomfortable as possible. And these judges don't care; they're in cahoots, and they just don't give a damn. So, I just can't imagine somebody coming in here and whipping out the legal mumbo jumbo, and it's all legal mumbo jumbo to me, whipping it out and having any kind of success. I'm for it.
Well, I hope the failure of the sovereign citizen movement thus far is inspiration to inside the system activists to really go get it and show me that inside the system activism can work. I know that it has had some positive changes here in New Hampshire. There have been some loosening of some restrictive laws through inside the system activism.
It's slow going, but it does seem to be working.
It really is. Yeah, I would like to see it be more effective. I'd like to see it work. So
well, we're going to put it to the test this week here in Keene. And I have to say, I'm not too, you know, again, I don't get my hopes up about inside the system activism. I know that
you get your hopes up about outside the system.
There's a slight possibility that it'll work, but
it just seems like hocus pocus. It's just like some magic wand. I don't think it's really going to work.
Well, it's like the criminal gang and that's, you know, the government is a gang. It's the criminal gang holding out these they have these little games for you to play. And they give you the illusion, like, what is it, that game, Stacker? There's this video game that it advertises itself as though it's a game of skill.
Right, you'll find it in different places. This is a stand-up video game that you'll find in places, and it has prizes in it.
Yeah, it's just blocks that you're trying to get to do. I don't know. You're trying to, like, build blocks or something. I've never played the thing. I've just heard about it and seen it.
You're stacking blocks on top of other blocks.
Right, and there's some goal to where if you get a certain number of points, you'll win prizes. There's little prizes around the machine.
There's big prizes sometimes.
And some big prizes. Well, Ademo decided he was going to go and get this machine. Like, feels like he was really good at this game. And so and he was just like, I'm going to pour $30 into this thing. I'm going to walk away with an Android tablet. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Well, so he comes back empty-handed. Having spent $25 and decided to call it quits or whatever at that point. And then somebody took the time to go to Wikipedia and look up this machine, and it turns out the whole thing is a scam. The machine can be programmed. It's not like one of those claw games where, like, you can actually have some sort of physical control over things. It's a totally digital game. So basically what happens is the person who purchases the game for their establishment, say the local bowling alley, would be able to set the difficulty level to where it will only pay out the highest level prize. It's different tiers of prizes. So it'll only pay out the highest level prize once every 800 plays. So you know that there's going to be enough money pumped into the machine to pay for the highest level prize. And essentially it makes it a total scam because it advertises itself as though it's based on skill. When in point of fact, no matter how skillful you are playing by this game's rules, it will make you fail if it's not that 1 in 800 times.
Right, and the reason it's a scam is because it purports itself as a game of skill, however it is a game of chance, and that is a scam.
Right, so I mean, this kind of reminds me a little bit of the legal system, where it's purported as though, well, it works this way, and it's, you know, hey, it's fair, it's the best system in the world, and there's all this propaganda surrounding what it is, but when you get into it and you start getting your feet wet or your hands dirty, and it is dirty in this legal system, that's when you start to realize, oh, things aren't quite as they seem to be. And, you know, it's not what they told me in government civics class about this whole legal system.
No, it's just a series of hamster wheels. I mean, as soon as you finish one hula hoop jump, you have to go through another, and it's always some authority figure telling you, oh, well, you just haven't filled out this other piece of paper.
You need to file a motion.
Oh, you just need to come to court one more time.
You should have filed a motion.
It's too late now.
What they say.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Next time, you know, next time.
You can't challenge whether the street is away in court during the trial. You have to file a motion 2 weeks in advance to challenge that aspect of your court case. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.